please, would be item number 917.
917, authorize the Bureau of Transportation to permit construction of sky structures serving assisted living and retirement centers outside of the Central City District.
Commissioner Saltz.
Thank you, Mayor. this is a straightforward item that came out of the Twilliger Plaza's a request to consider a sky bridge for their proposed expansion. We know that these facilities can be very beneficial to seniors and disabled adults who are part of an institution with multiple buildings. And Commissioner Fritz deserves the lion's share of credit for moving this forward. Staff is here to quickly walk us through the item and to answer any questions council members may have. And this is a first reading, and we'll move to a second reading next week. I'll turn it over to Kurt Kruger.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Kurt Kruger with PBOT. Just a short walk down memory lane with us. In 1982, the city adopted a encroachments in the public right-of-way document. It's needing an update, and so we're making a small revision to that today. I think this was done under the Mayor Ivancy terms. Around the time when Pioneer Square was being built, there were sky bridges that were being proposed in the downtown core, and there was a strong urge to keep people and pedestrians at the street level and activate our streets and keep people at that ground floor level. We've had three or four sky bridges that have come before this council in the past couple councils in the last 10 or 15 years. They go through a tremendous amount of scrutiny, and there are certain exceptions that are allowed by you, the council. One of the things that is prohibited at the time right now is sky bridges for assisted living or retirement communities outside of the central city. And so this ordinance actually allows and opens up a provision to approve those, so let them come in, go through an application process, go through the city's design review process, and ultimately come before you for approval. But it removes the prohibition on that today.
Commissioner Fritz.
And Commissioner Saltzman mentioned Twilliger Plaza. Is Twilliger Plaza outside of the central city?
It is.
Thank you.
Very good. Public testimony on this item?
We have one testifier, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Very good. Thank you. Come on up.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And it was interesting to know that Twilliger Plaza is outside of downtown area, and the idea of a sky bridge. Under Mayor Hales, we also had some discussion about whether sky bridges are an adequate tool to reach our Vision Zero goals, especially for elderly people. And I think that it's appropriate for you to take this step as long as we as citizens know that the various bureaus will be involved in people being able to voice their opinions and concerns about a sky bridge showing up down on Terwilliger. The plaza itself is already quite an obstruction for the natural view there, but I'm sure we'll hear a variety of opinions from citizens. The other thing is, as we look at other parts of the city where there's assisted living, I hope that they'll also be facilitated. And as we face an aging population and people that have just found that they cannot age in place, recently, the Oddfellows Home on Holgate went before the county, which serves actually as the hospital board, to get some special financing to, so far, no sky bridge. They're probably going to need a bigger campus soon, and it would be an interesting possibility to increase safety for elderly people to access the park across from the Oddfellows Senior Living there on Holgate. But I think that we've, as a city, we've already overly concerned ourselves with preventing sky bridges. Admittedly, we're not Minneapolis. We don't have the same snow concerns. The way the climate's going, maybe we'll never see snow again in Portland. But commercial activity can happen on second floors along with massive sky bridge structures like we have just one block away at the former First Interstate, now Wells Fargo building. So I think you should approve this opening this doorway. It's always unfortunate when a doorway is open for just one project like Terwilliger Plaza, but maybe we'll see some increased safety for our elderly citizens. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to be looking at Mr. Kruger for a nod or a shake. My understanding, I don't believe that Terwilliger Plaza wants to put a skybridge over Terwilliger, or that they don't have buildings that are separated by Terwilliger. I just want to make that clear before we get screaming headlines, a council approves putting skybridges over Terwilliger. That will not be happening. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for bringing this forward. This is absolutely a thrill for me. It's been on my bucket list for over 10 years to get this done, not because of Terwilliger Plaza, who's just recently come forward, but because of Russellville Park in East Portland, 103rd and Burnside, where their two buildings, the apartments and the common areas where they have the dining hall, are separated by the right-of-way of 103rd. It's a one-way street. It's just got these two structures on the other side of it. And it's not the snow, Mr. Johnson, it's the rain that the seniors with their walkers and wheelchairs are going out in the rain to get from their bedroom to their dinner, which had always seemed to me to be really not what we want to have happen. And yes, Mayor Hales, as well as Commissioner Hales, was very concerned about losing the activity at the street level. There'll still be a process for applications to go through. They will still be required to pay for the privilege of using the city's right-of-way, just like every other skybridge does. But this opens up a huge opportunity. I do need to declare a potential conflict of interest in that my parents-in-law live at Cherrywood Village in East Portland. I believe their skybridges are all done in the past anyway, and I don't know that there are any buildings that need to connect there. But potentially from their main building to the Alzheimer's facility is a potential there. So I think the more we can make it easy for people to receive care in dignified way, the better. So thank you very much to staff for doing this, and thanks again, Commissioner Saltzman.
Very good. Thank you, everybody. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item, 918, please.